Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart. In ways you probably haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Questlove, and Cate Blanchett. In recent weeks, I talked to actor Dan Levy, director Ava DuVernay, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello,
ladies. 9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Everyone wave at the camera.
Hi.
Here we are. It's another 15-minute morning show podcast. Let's line them up. There's Froggy, and there's Danielle, and there's Scotty B in Master Control. By the way, those are not books behind him. Those are boxes of cereal.
Yes.
There's Gandhi, there's Scary.
Hello.
There's Straight Nate, and there's Garrett, and then there's Brody in the Den. By the way, people ask me why I choose to start the list with someone and end with Brody. Brody is always the very last panel on my Zoom screen, so I'm just going in order in which the Zoom puts you in here. So if you have a problem, write to Zoom. All right. All right, what are we doing first? We have a consumer complaint from Scotty B. What happened, Scotty?
Yes, do you remember Froggy was on the golf course and found a bunch of money blowing around the other day, and he scored a $100 bill from that? I was out riding my bicycle with my daughter yesterday, and look what I found. A $50 bill.
A 50.
But then I turned it over, and there's coupons.
For
some junk removal place. That's got to be illegal.
You love coupons.
Yeah, but look at that. Yeah. Remember that time when we photocopied a $5 bill and the Secret Service came? Look at this thing.
Yeah, no, this is crazy. Here's mine, and then here's the back.
Yeah.
It's real.
They're floating all over the neighborhood.
Oh, look at you, like, showing off your monies, Mr. Money.
No, I haven't spent it yet.
What?
Scotty, is the coupon worth more than 50 off?
Because then you're ahead of the game.
Well, there is one that says save $50, but you got to spend money to save money.
Well, my favorite is, don't you remember walking through Times Square in New York City? You'd pick up a $5 bill, and on the back, it'd be like some woman with her legs in the air.
Yeah.
You're like trying to get you to come to the theater and see her perform.
Well, can I tell you, I was in Russia, and I found what I thought was a ruble on the ground, and I'm like, oh, great, I'll put this in. I'll give it as a tip at the next restaurant I go to. I leave it as a tip, and this guy, I thought he was going to beat the shit out of me, chases me down the street and starts screaming at me in Russian that I'm giving away fake money. Oh, my
God. Good job, Nate.
Oh, wow.
Have any of you ever been, other than that, have you ever been caught with counterfeit money? Not caught, but...
I'm sure we've all had it,
you
right?
Didn't know it was counterfeit, because, you know, I was in a casino once, and there was a $100 bill I was trying to put into a machine, and it wouldn't take it. So I went up to the cage. I said, hey, can you exchange this for another one? It's not taking it. She said, well, the reason it's not taking it is it's not real.
Oh, man.
And,
wow.
She tried to confiscate it from me. I said, no. She said, let me show you why it's not real. This and this and this. She ran a marker on it. And I said, then give it back. That's my $100 bill. You give that back to me.
They're not supposed to. I cashed a lotto ticket one time. And while I was in the store, and the guy handed me a counterfeit $20 bill. And before I walked out of the store, I'm like, dude, this isn't real. And he gave me another one. Because once you leave the store, that's it. But he handed me a fake, and he swapped it out for me. And he gave it to the next guy, I'm sure.
Damn. How'd you spot that it was fake, though?
I'm very good with money. It just felt different.
Except that coupon you picked
up. Well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, there is that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a confession to make.
Screw that theory.
What's your confession? I sometimes use Canadian pennies as regular pennies. I'm sorry. I do it. I'm just letting you know.
Where do you get Canadian pennies?
And where do we use pennies?
Who spends pennies?
I can't even remember the last time I handled a penny.
You know where you get them? You find them in the coin return, in the Coinstar. The ones that are rejected, I dip my fingers in there, and you find foreign money in there all the time.
So, Scotty, you cheap bastard. You go around town to all the Coinstar machines and try to find pennies?
No, if I'm walking by one and I see
rejected
money in it.
Rejected pennies?
You know, I don't stick my hand
in a Coinstar.
Okay, Scotty. Scotty, back in the day when there were pay phones, did you walk by every pay phone looking for quarters?
I was not that guy.
I was.
Vending machines?
I was. The pay phones? Yeah, absolutely. I used to, every diner I used to go to, I used to stick my finger in the slot.
That dirty coin slot? Oh, it's so dirty.
Yuck.
Growing up in Erie, you know, Canadian money, I mean, Canada's right there, right? So, I mean, Canadian money is generally exchangeable and people take it, whatever. I was in somewhere, I can't remember where I was. I think it was in California, and I had a Canadian quarter for whatever reason. And I go to pay for something, and the guy looks at me, and he goes, this isn't Canada. Like, yeah, I know. But apparently, they don't take it there. Whatever. Sorry for that non sequitur.
Have we exhausted this conversation?
Yes, we have.
Seriously.
Let's move on.
Hot seat. We had something else on the list. What's that?
Why hot seat?
Oh, is it time to play hot seat?
Hot seat.
Yay!
Hot seat. I have a good one here.
I don't like this game.
Why not?
Why?
Oh, no. We just get a tough question.
His seat is very hot. Yeah, his seat is very hot.
Okay. Hang on. I had a good one here. Hang on. What is that?
Ready to go.
Wait, you said you had a great one.
I did. I shuffled the cards while you were talking. Hang on.
Hang on.
Well, this is a boring moment.
Scotty B.
Oh, he's going right for Scotty.
Right for the kill.
What is something about me that would surprise my grandmother?
Well, she's dead, so nothing.
What a dick.
Oh, even I know.
Hold on.
There's things that I know that your grandmother would be mortified by if she was still alive.
I mean, she would be definitely mortified that I lost my virginity to a teddy bear. There's no doubt about it.
Right.
And then she would also be mortified that I actually saw her naked. So there's also.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I'm sure you have a whole list of things that would mortify
you. I do. Come back to me.
Okay. Okay, Gandhi. If you could smoke a joint with anyone dead, who would you choose and why?
Keep in mind this.
Smoke a joint. I guess I would have to go with Gandhi because relatives and famous, and I have a lot of questions for him, so it would be that. Or, of course, like I told you guys last time. What'd you say?
Was he a stoner?
Not that I'm aware of. I'm going to go ahead and say no. No weed.
All right.
Second choice will be my boyfriend that passed away. Those two.
Oh.
Oh. He smoked a lot of joints.
That's so sweet that you want to get high with your deceased boyfriend.
Yeah.
I know, but he understands that. I'm sure.
Yeah, right. Totally.
Okay. Wow. This question is for everybody, and I'll start. What have you been blacklisted from? Mine is the Jane Hotel here in New York City.
Yes, oh, really?
It was. I was not kicked out. I was asked to leave.
Okay.
And yeah, that's mine.
I'm sure you could sneak back in with that man bun. They wouldn't recognize you.
I think so, too. Yeah. In fact, our friend Aaron last night didn't even recognize me because of this thing.
Yeah. You know what? I don't think I've ever been blacklisted from any establishment at all.
Yeah.
I can't go back to the Perkins in Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Why?
We were there one night, and we were squirting sauces all over the windows on the inside, and they didn't like that, apparently.
How old
now,
are you?
Right. You're squirting sauces.
Sounds like Nate and Elvis's apartment.
Right. Yes, Nate's doing that on my curtains at home.
Yeah.
At home.
Right. I was 18.
Okay. 18. Yeah. Oh,
squirting sauces at a Perkins in
Cedar Rapids.
Cedar Rapids. Mm-hmm. What a life.
I got blocked on Wikipedia yesterday.
You update Wikipedia pages?
Oh, he tries to be the first. Are you kidding?
Oh, dear God.
No, no, you don't. Do you really?
What happened to Brody?
All right. Can we focus, Froggy? So apparently, my computer is registered somehow as being on a proxy server. That's the kind where you hide your identity. And so it flagged me for being an identity hider, which I'm not. It's my home Wi-Fi. And they banned me until August from making any edits on Wikipedia.
Oh, no.
That's it. I thought it was something great. Something like you said something really stupid.
No, what were you trying to edit?
A Walking Dead page. I happened to read it, and I saw that there was an update. So I was like, oh, I'll just update that to make it correct. And it said you've been blocked.
You were trying to help.
I've been banned from a swim club. So Richmond County Country Club in Staten Island, I can't afford to be there. It just sounds prestigious, right? So my friends and I found a hole in the gate, and we would sneak in and we would use the pool. So eventually they caught on to the fact that these poor kids shouldn't be here. So
this is such a Caddyshack story.
Yeah. So, but here's how I got my revenge. High school, when I was in high school, those rich people needed lifeguards. And who did they have to turn to? This guy. So I got my way back into Richmond County Country Club, not as a member, but as a lifeguard. And then they ended up paying me to sit around because rich people don't like to swim that much. They just like to sit around
the pool. Drown. They'll drown without the poor people.
Yeah.
The poor people are catching the rich people to the pool. Yeah.
Right. Technically, right, so I'm not supposed to go into JCPenney's. I told you guys I got caught shoplifting when I was younger. Right. So I'm really not supposed to be in there. They gave me a lifetime ban. But I go in. Yeah.
They
I go in every
you
now.
Back now, I'm sure.
Yeah. And I think the McDonald's in the Bronx, where I had that fist fight with the other girl that worked there, went. They probably at this point don't remember. So
didn't
I
remember
think
that.
I'm okay.
Scary. What about you? Have you been blacklisted from a place?
I really haven't been. I've always on my best behavior.
Yeah,
I really.
Me too.
Yeah.
Frog?
No. Frog? No. I mean, there's a high school that I can't go to in back in Tampa, St. Pete area.
Why?
You should probably tell the story.
Yeah, you need to.
We played them in homecoming, and so the night before, we went over and sprayed weed killer on their field to try and kill the grass on there. It was just we were just being immature. But they,
I'm sure they're okay with you coming. You should drive over and see if you can get in.
Yeah, they trespassed us and called the cops and everything else. But whatever. They told me not to ever go back. I have no reason to go back to Eastlake High School. It's okay.
Right. Wow.
I feel like I've lost out in life because I haven't been banished from some establishment.
There's plenty of time.
Never too late.
Maybe I've been banished by many, but I was banished because I was so drunk I don't remember it. There
could be that.
It's possible, too.
There could be that. Great question, Nate.
Okay, here's the next one. Let's go with Danielle. Who is the oldest person that you find undeniably sexy?
Oh, gosh.
I got mine.
Maybe Maury Povich?
Oh. Wow. I did not expect that.
You don't
answer.
Think he's sexy? He's so sexy.
You are the mother.
Oh, God, Danielle.
Isn't he like 80?
I don't know, but I think he's sexy.
Hey, she finds him sexy.
He aged very well, Maury Povich.
Wow. Okay, then.
I thought Alex Trebek was pretty sexy.
Yeah, he looked great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Loved him.
I think Meryl Streep is hot.
Ooh.
Yeah. I would think you'd go Betty White.
She's too motherly. I don't find her sexy.
Okay.
Yeah. Elvis?
I can't think of anyone who's older than me I find sexy.
Uncle Johnny.
Oh, of course we find Uncle Johnny sexy.
Okay, all right. Okay, hang on. Let me find another one. Okay. No. Hmm. Hang on. No. Oh, what small thing turns you on instantly?
Scotty, Scotty B's penis. Yes.
How about it?
Yes.
No, what was the question again?
Which small thing turns you on instantly?
Turns me on instantly. Scotty B's penis.
I'm not offended by the question anymore. At first, I was like, hey, what? And then I realized what the question was, and I'm like, sorry, Scotty.
No, yeah. Thanks.
All right, Froggy.
Yes.
Which two people would you be most excited to see star in a porn together?
Like any people or people in this room?
Let's go to the room.
Let's the go room. To the room.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Why
really
would you go there?
Changes everything.
Don't, and you can't say Gandhi and Danielle.
Yes.
All right, so now that I got to go to my second answer.
It's me, Gandhi, and Garrett. I mean, you could do, you know.
Nate.
Nate and Elvis.
Ah. That would actually be a good one.
I will tell you right
if
now.
If you don't say so yourself.
I'm sure it's easy to get your hands on a video of Nate with Nate.
Filmed in Elvis's apartment.
He'll send it to you.
Wiping himself on my drapes. Anyway, where were we?
Really
you had to see yesterday's 15-minute morning show podcast. Oh, by the way, someone earlier sent a text saying they haven't been seeing these as lately.
It's all depending on when they get posted. Sometimes they get posted at 11 o'clock East Coast time, others 1 o'clock, depending on where our video team is at.
They're up every day. They're
okay, just making sure. Yeah. Okay, back to you. Are we done?
How much time we got left?
These
questions have been fun so far.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Here's one. If anybody can answer it, go for it. What have you done that might have put you on a terrorist watch list?
Oh, jeez.
Really? My entire computer search history. Whenever there's a story, I'm like, oh, how do you build that? Oops. And then I always think, maybe I could fall back on it's show prep, but then it was like 4 in the afternoon. I don't know. But probably that.
The worst thing ever happened to me is they found a corkscrew in my carry-on.
I would say, like, when we travel, I have all these wires, and I don't have, like, nice road cases to put them in, so I have a backpack, and all that's coming out of my backpack are wires that look like this, and they don't attach to anything.
Yeah.
Hey, Siri, like didn't we put something in your bag once?
Yeah, several years ago, I was leaving here after the show to go on a trip, and you guys went into the engineering shop with Furious George and everybody, and you took this giant car battery, put all these crazy wires coming out of it, and stuffed it in my bag. I don't know what was worse.
That's right there. There it is. Look at that.
I don't know.
Doesn't that look a little suspicious?
Now, I don't know what was worse, the fact that you did that to me or the fact that I made it to my destination without them finding it.
Yeah, you're right.
They did the same thing to me, and I was like, guys, I don't need any help getting flagged. I look like me. It's going to happen anyway. Thanks a lot for putting the bomb in my bag.
Don't add to the fun.
Yeah.
Remember that one time I forget what trip it was that we all went on, and we put a potato in Darren's bag, and they pulled him into the room, and they talked to him for hours about agriculture. Remember that?
Right.
Poor Darren, man.
It's horrible.
I used to just get delayed with Sheldon because when they changed all the things about, you know, your passport and your green card and everything, he had a hard time getting in and out of the country, and every time we'd get pulled into that room, and we'd have to sit there.
I remember on the cruise ship. We almost didn't leave on the cruise ship.
He almost didn't get on the cruise ship because there was some sticker that they now needed, and he didn't have the sticker. It was just a mess.
I hate to toot my own horn, but there was one time Amy and I were coming back. I think it was our honeymoon, and they said, you guys need to step over here. And they pulled us into a room. They said, well, because you're too good-looking, there's something up with you guys.
Really? That sounds like a Nate story.
Yeah, I swear they said that.
I don't ever have to worry about that.
You're too good looking.
Yeah.
You look very suspect because, well, you're very attractive.
Yeah.
Sounds like the beginning of a porn. Step into this room.
Bad Netflix movie.
Jess Blue, BLEW.
Yes.
Is that it?
That's it?
Yeah, we're done.
Screeching halt.
Okay. That's
how it ends.
Bye, everybody.
No questions for Brody.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart. In ways you probably haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Questlove, and Cate Blanchett. In recent weeks, I talked to actor Dan Levy, director Ava DuVernay, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart, and I'm very forgiving, but, like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.